How you think is how you will speak. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. James 1:26. To rein in your tongue, evaluate your motives and what you are thinking about the matter before you speak. Our words are a window to our heart. Luke 6:45 says, "Good people bring good things out of the good stored up in their heart, and evil people bring evil things out of the evil stored up in their heart. For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks." Use the following passage to evaluate what you think before you speak. If the thoughts and motives of your heart pass the test, you will keep a tight rein on your tongue and speak like Christ would speak. Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Is it true? Will what I'm about to say give an accurate impression? Is it noble and admirable? Should it be imitated by others? Is it right? Is it appropriate to say at this time? Is it pure? Is it morally clean? Is it lovely or loving? Is it kind? Will it build up those who hear it? Is it excellent? Will it motivate others to godly living? Is it praiseworthy? Will it damage anyone's reputation? You can pray these psalms with me. Let's determine to cooperate with the Holy Spirit by yielding if He gently nudges, "Don't say that." Psalm 19:14. "May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Psalm 141:3. "Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips."